Hi, this is Michael. I'm an illegal.
Hi, mate. James, sorry.
Hi, Jan.
Hello, mate. I've got Margaret Donnelly on the line.
She's a fool. I'm going to call Margaret to speak to her, though.
Margaret Donnelly.
D-O-N.
That's when the 23rd of March APP's come in, ready to rock and roll.
That's Margaret Donnelly. Wow, have you seen on him?
Yeah, Donald, D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y.
OB is passport, which is April
7th. Everything sweeter than not.
Transfer tax bill, which is, I fucking love transfer tax bill, don't you? It's all my favourite stuff.
Transfer tax bill for the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm on for now.
That's got me. Ring the postman, and he'll sort you out.
Hi, Margaret. It's Michael. I'm illegal.
Hi.
How are you, Margaret?
Hi, I'm fine.
Fantastic. Let's have no progress on the chat with me about your case, please.
Uh-huh.
I have a password on your account's page.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, Margaret, all of our calls are recorded for training and marketing purposes. As I said before, my name's Michael. My role at MMA is part of the investigation team is to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Right.
That's normally writing to, you know, social services and educational authorities of your area care settings. It's also getting to know you better, Donnelly. Understanding the trauma that you suffered and faced as a child, how that has had a lasting effect on you into your adulthood. Reasons being, Margaret, obviously we can trace back the likes of, you know, anxiety, depression, and sort of PTSD to childhood trauma. Even the likes of, you know, alcohol or substance issues, we can then again, you know, paint a picture of potential childhood trauma that has led to these types of addictions and our mental health issues. What I am doing, Margaret, is I write to, you know, the GP and a trust trust and sort of substance or addiction charity or, you know, rehabilitation centers and the like, to gather that evidence for you and then present that to the Scottish Justice, not only Margaret.
You know, I've looked at anything like mental health or drug abuse or alcohol abuse. I've never heard anything like that.
Okay.
I was fine right up to about a year ago. When the police got in touch with me, it was some big case against the nuns in Aberdeen that was happening in Edinburgh, and they got all my details, and they came for me. But at the same point, I was going through cancer.
Oh, wow.
So I never went and ate with them. They needed me to give evidence of it, but they never got in touch. But for them, that's all I can think about. That's how it all came about.
Okay, I'm just catching up with some notes of a year ago, and that seemed to...
Exactly, please.
Okay. How is that making you feel? If you think you had that unexpected knock on the door by the police?
Well, at first I was kind of, I was at work and my partner phoned me, he says the police are at the door for you. And I've never broke a crime, I've done anything in my life. And then what I was for, and he's like, I'm going to do the neither of house. So I was quite embarrassed because I never told him, I never told my kids. And I was like, alright. So when I came back down, they'd left a cab. So I phoned them and they wanted a meeting. So that's what came to the house. But I had to explain to my kids, well, they're grown ups now, they're adults. I had to explain to them about Nazareth House and I've been to them and they were looking at me as if, well, she's an abuse victim. Which, And my brother, it's the same thing happened with my brother. He hasn't told any of his family. It's just blocked all out. And he's the exact same. It's just triggered all these memories back.
Yeah. How are you today, Margaret? How are you?
The cancer's under control. The thyroid cancer I had, so they've cut it out and I'm fine. But I'm taking palpitations all the time and anxiety through it. So I don't know if it's through the nether of house, but it's the thyroid, because the thyroid's a major organ in your body, so I don't know.
Have you spoken to the doctor about the palpitations?
No, I've never told the doctor about it.
Would you be comfortable talking to the doctor about that?
If you could get an appointment for me, aye, because the hair doctors are hellish, as you know. I don't think it's just here, I think it's all over Britain.
Yeah.
Try to get an appointment. You'd be well talking to the receptionist.
No. It may obviously be worth you having a doctor about that, and, the palpitation since the, the matter of how things.
They're good in the tablets for the palpitations, but they don't know about the matter of how.
No, that's fine. If you're having palpitations, I can still write to your GP and get that. I mean, it would help if, obviously, you talk to your GP about, if palpitations arrive and or to coincide the police knocking on your door and talking to you and breaking the dam, if you like, a thought about the matter of health. That would obviously help.
And then, I actually got my records from Nazareth House and all. Got them with the dates of them in and come out. But even they, when I was showing my brother them, he's like, they're wrong. They said, we were in there for 5 years and they've only got 4 years. And then when we get out of there, out of Nazareth House and all, they're put away again, like, into a residential school.
Oh, okay. You remember what was that school like?
I can't really remember it. It's as though I blocked everything out. That's what it's like. But I can remember the police that came out, he told me that the nun who was bad to us, she's dead.
Good.
I know.
Yeah.
She's actually dead. She's dead. But I've got the pictures and everything there, and I've got lots of other pictures.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I and my mother died. I bought them.
So what I'll do is, I'll write to your GP, and in the meantime, if you could speak to your GP about the reasons why you believe, these palpitations started, get that on record. That would obviously help.
Because
you're not lying.
No, I'm not lying,
advocate anything.
Do you know what, with my son, he's like, Mum, you should be doing something about this. I mean, the government and everything's to blame here. It's like, it's just everybody, because it was social services that put us in there.
Yeah.
Glasgow Council.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just all these people must be something to answer for.
This is why we're absolutely hammering Scottish Leaders. Seeing that, because that is the government, money aside, to compensate, survivors of care, like yourself.
See, I had a thing with my two brothers, and I can always remember my brother getting hurt through me.
Yeah.
Broke my arms and everything. No. See, they've not put a claim in.
Okay. I mean, you can always give them my number, and I'll always have a chat with them and start.
Is it the same number? This number?
Yeah.
Right, well, the same as me now. He blocked it all out, and that's a task on me in the future. And he just still has kids and all. When I'm saying kids, their kids are like 38 and 40 odd now, they're not. They're young men.
Okay. I've got a real tough question, Margaret, do you need to ask. I am sorry, but I'm cross this one. Have you ever thought about taking your own life?
Well, when I got out of Nazareth House, I was 10. My mum died when I was 13, so I was back to nobody again. Yeah. So I had a brother, I had six brothers at the time, and the third oldest, he took me in, him and his wife, and I just hated it. Back then, I did.
Okay.
I just hated
Margaret, or was it just playing just the thought?
No, it was just sports.
Okay.
Well, I was 13, drinking, smoking.
Yeah.
Dope. I've had a wee smoke of dope all the time. Snipping glue and gas is a do when you're young. So yeah. A lot of the mass that was all blocked out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is, Margaret, I'll take some GP details off you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's okay. I'll write you GP. But at probably some point next week.
Okay.
In the meantime, if you've been trying, get a phone conversation with us.
Well, I've got the doctor on Tuesday because some of my bloods have come back all over the place, so. And I'm thinking to Tuesday update.
Yeah, maybe I'll chat with them about the palpitations and the anxiety, if you like.
Aye.
Since the police come up on, so get that on record, and then obviously we can use that as evidence. Can I take you?
I still got the postcard as well, that came on.
You still got what, sorry?
The card that the police left.
Oh, you still got the card?
Aye. With his name on it.
Can I take your GP detail, please?
Uh-huh. It's Margaret Donnelly.
No, your GP detail is Margaret, sorry.
All right. Right, it's Chapel Hall Doctor's Practice.
Chapel Hall, is that one there?
Aye, Chapel Hall.
Chapel Hall Doctor's Surgery, is that in Chapel, Low Chub Street, Chapel Hall?
Aye, that's us. Aye. After my mum died, I went there.
Okay. So I'll write you GP. I'll also write you social services and the Education Authority and also National Records Scotland for your time in Nazareth House. So I'll try and get your records from Nazareth House.
I actually got the records from Nazareth House. When I came out. But this is how I know the client. This is that they actually gave my medical records to my mother. Back in the day, they didn't do that.
Yeah. No, of course not. Well, let me see what I get. And then we'll do a bit of a comparison to what you've got. And then you know, between us, I'll send you what I've got, you send me what you've got, and then between us you should have, hopefully, a bit of an accurate picture, you said. So that's going to take, it's going to take nearly up to 10 months just to get the information back from your family.
There's no hurry.
When I get
back. Like I said, I'm actually doing it for my kids. I'm not going to be in the family, but I've been going to get anything out of it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, the money that you get here for the Scottish Government enough to, you know, stop these things from coming down the line.
Aye.
And anyway, they can do that if they can care for the kids in care now. So, so I'll share the information with you when I get it. We'll go through that together, Margaret. And if you want to go through that with a female colleague, that's totally understandable. I'll offer you that. You know, closer to that time, as I said, it could take anywhere up to 10 months. So we'll go through it with somebody, one of the members of our team, Margaret. We'll go through all of your records with a fine tooth comb, make sure your statements, you're happy with everything that's in your statements. We'll then add your medical record to your claim, and before we do what we call our final submission, what that means is, what we've done so far, Margaret, is we've put Secretary Jeff on notice that we are going to claim for you. Your claim, as in they gave us a application number, and they've recognised us as your law firm. They've gone through your statements that you've introduced with our customer care team, and they've, you know, they've accepted that and put a page reset. But we've also told them, Margaret, that we are going to be providing them with support and evidence. Support and evidence is obviously, you know, time, care and mental health record, any records, medical records. So we'll present everything.
The only thing, see, before I moved out here, it was Glasgow, I said. Oh, the medical records will come to you and all, eh? Aberdeen, right? You'll see, because there was a lot of stitches involved.
A lot of stitches?
Well, one of them I don't know if you get kissed, no?
Aye, of course I
do. Right, see the dress-up shoes, the plastic shoes you get?
Yeah.
Like the Barbie, had a pair of them on walking down the stairs, and she pushed me because I wasn't walking fast enough. And my head all get stitched.
I know.
You must hear some horror story.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very rewarding job.
My brother, they were actually worse.
I'm definitely keen to have a chat with your brother.
I'll say them for one day. He died. He's hot drunk and drinking. And then he snorted it.
Yeah. Well, that's generally what happens.
Aye.
Definitely got no problem to get you forward.
And my brother, he was the same. He's like, if we need me, I'll go.
They've definitely got enough evidence. If the police are knocking on your door, they're not knocking on your door because you stayed in an amazing care centre.
Yeah, I know. At the school, she was in the home, must have seen us getting hot and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how their names came about. But I've got the police officer's name and everything that was out. So if you're the last day, but 25th of the 2nd, 25, that's the exact day he was out.
Okay. Well, like you said, we'll get all the information from Social Services, Educational Authority, and we'll certainly write to the National Records Scotland about Neville itself. The police are knocking on your door, then it's got to be on record somewhere, you know, what's happened there. Abuse that's taking place. Panel day, from the panel day, so who are getting you the recognition of wrongdoing and, you know, the recognition of that you deserve. And hopefully an offer of financial compensation, Margaret.
Okay. It's just just tailing everybody into to get on thought.
Yeah, well, we need to tell everybody, yeah, because we need we need to try and screen up at the rooftops, if you like. We need to help these kids.
I know. I've got grandkids at the same age as, me and my two brothers were when we were put in, and I think, how could anybody even do anything like that to them? I would kill them.
No. And I'll just listen to them, you know. I don't get how brave you guys are just even speaking to me about it. It's just commendable, to be honest with you.
And for nuns, they're meant to be people of the God, looking after you. That's another thing. I hate the Catholic religion now. I'm still Catholic, but I don't go to chapel. I've never been to chapel since I'm out
there. No, I don't blame you, to be honest. I know it's challenging. You know, what you're seeing in care is probably challenge anyone's faith.
Alright.
Good. Very cool. Do you have any questions for me, Margaret, on what my role is and how I'm going to undertake that over the next 8?
No, not the night.
You've obviously seen the percentage of nature in these cases, Margaret. I just need to go back one step with you, just to make sure that you fully understand our fees and fully understand.
30% or something.
But I need to just run through it with you on this recorded call for our compliance team. If you're still happy for me to continue with your case, obviously, I will do it gladly. Margaret, you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Regis. You can actually do it. But obviously, that would entail if you wish to gather your own evidence, submit, and create your own case. If you wish to. But that's an option for you.
No, I've not got the time. I couldn't have brought it to the hospital.
No,
I only get the records open out of the house, for the sake of the moon eyes, the easier was when I went in there. That was all I wanted to know.
Yeah, I have to give that option. It is a legal requirement. And that's just not one person that goes, I might even have looked at that. Everyone just goes, nothing.
I know. I will pass the number on to my brother, because I don't know where he'll do.
100%. Option two, Margaret, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Visa, and they don't or won't charge you in insurance. The reason why they don't charge fees, Margaret, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that's fine, win, loses or draws that case. As a fellow law firm, I am unable to advise you on those law firms' practices on what they would do, and probably more importantly, Margaret, what they won't do for you.
Do you know, see the day I've just got the records in, and I went on a Facebook or something, and that just came up, and I thought, that's an omen.
Yeah.
And after I've done it, I thought, God, what have I done? But see now, the more I think it, the more angrier I get, so.
Yeah, no, definitely. You're definitely on the right thing. Like you said, he has a cross for you. The compensation goes low to your children, which is obviously amazing. But the impact, the social impact that we'll have in damaging the Scottish government's pocket.
The Scottish government's covering their own ass, excuse my French, because it was the Scottish Council that put me in there in the first place.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course, it's all down to you being left down by the authorities.
The Scottish government, the Glasgow Council, all their rest, the social work.
So, these are the law firms, Margaret, obviously they get paid from the Scottish Government. Where, all I can tell you is, as MMA, as a law firm, we don't participate in that government. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do with our clients, like yourself, is we enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where if you win, you know, we win. If you lose, we both lose together. It's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fate is tied, really, Margaret, is what I'm saying. At 16% plus VAT. What that means, Margaret, is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. Now, the VAT on the match you'll ever pay is 19.2%. We've done a lot of work on our fees, and it took us, you know, probably 4 or 5 months just to get the fees collect, because we are by far the cheapest in the market. We wanted to try and give as much business to the providers as we possibly can, without obviously having, you know, without keeping our staff in business and our lights on it. Our fees are massively under the market value. So no fee side of the contract, Margaret, because, you know, you didn't see the provider of the care system, which obviously comes with its own, you know, mental health, abuse-esque issues. We will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case. So if we do lose or we are unsuccessful in the case, then we will never come looking for any sort of fees from your own pocket. Our insurance cover and our insurance policy will cover any fees out of
Right.
It's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Margaret, is what I'm saying.
Good.
Okay. Do you understand those three options I've given you, Margaret? Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yep.
Okay. Just to let you know, Margaret, you signed the agreement with us on the 23rd of April. The 23rd of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed that documentation with us. If you're unaware of the 14 days from the date you sign, I would recommend restart in 14 days cooling off period for you from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with my fee, other our fees, and happy for us really just to continue and crack on, you have to wait the 14 day cooling off period, Margaret, and we can obviously get started on your case. But that's
entirely you can just crack on.
Okay, so you have to wait for 14 days, Emma. Okay, perfect. You have my number, Margaret. My name's Michael. I'm going to be a caseworker now until the end of this process. Save my number. If you need me for anything, give me a call. I'm always at the other end of a phone call to you. I went to you, Margaret, now, so if you need me for anything, if you remember something, just, you know, pick up the phone from your link. Alternatively, I will write to you within the next few weeks with all my contact details outlined in our process. I will touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, just to let you know how I'm getting on, either by email or phone call. Is that okay, Marty?
I that same, and I will pass your number on to my brother, whether he acts on it or not, I don't know. Because he's the same as me. The two that have the same days, they're in the end, you'd say, about 10, 15 miles away from one another.
Yeah,
and we'd we'd never spoke about it, and then when he'd phoned me, he says, I said, the police, I said, I know so bad.
Well,
you want to have a chat with us, you can.
I don't know, it's probably not. Okay. No, I have no problem. Do you have any questions for me, Margaret?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, look, give me a call if any of you need me, and I'll be in touch with you and let you know how I'm getting on.
Right then. Right, thanks very much.
Thank you, Margaret. It's lovely.
Right, thank you.
Bye now.
Right, bye.